Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Association of Small Business Development Centers annual conference 2008 in Chicago, Illinois, at the Hyatt Regency here in Chicago, having a great time supporting and working with the SBDCs, helping them whoop it up on behalf of small business. They do such a wonderful job. You hear me talking about them all the time, folks. I know you do. You remember all the times that I've mentioned these Small Business Development Centers, how I've recommended them to you. And this is the week when all of these guys converge on one place and whoop it up on behalf of small business owners. And I admire them so much, including one of their very own. In fact, their leader this year, Jody Keenan is their leader. She's chair of the ASBDC Board of Directors. She is a state director of the Virginia SBDCs, and she's sitting right in front of me. Once again, Jody, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having us, and thanks for being on the show. We were here a year ago. Mm-hmm. We weren't here. We were in Denver, but we were in this same kind of a situation, you and me, face-to-face, talking about what goes on at SBDCs. And one of the things that I like to tell people about Small Business Development Center counselors is that everyone I've ever met, I got the feeling that they could make more money doing anything else, lots of other stuff.
Absolutely.
They're all smart people. They're all highly educated, experienced, but also very motivated, very passionate about helping small business owners, and that's the reason they do what they do.
Absolutely. Most have already been out in the corporate environment or worked in their own small business, and they just love the world of entrepreneurship and assisting other potential business owners or current business owners expand and grow their business. They love to see new ideas. There's never a dull day. It's motivating. It's encouraging. And they love to be out there in the mix.
Well, you know, see, I call small business owners the pandas of the marketplace. You know, when you think of a panda, you think of something you want to hug, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's huggable, lovable, cute too, right?
Right.
You know, and small business owners are all those things. We're like the pandas of the marketplace. We're so huggable, lovable, and cute, right?
Exactly. Most of us are, yeah.
And so it's really, it's easy for me to see why you guys would be so dedicated to small business owners. But talk to us about an example of the day, a day in the life of a Small Business Development Center counselor.
Well, as I said, it's never a dull day, so they're never really hearing or seeing the same type of business day after day. But it really varies. It ranges from working with a starry-eyed dreamer and helping that entrepreneur kind of crystallize their ideas.
I want to start a business. Where do I start?
Right, exactly, and covering some of those basics. Many of our centers handle a lot of those startup business questions through training sessions and seminars. And then it goes all the way through to working with companies developing strategic plans, certainly identifying financial resources, cash flow analysis,
mm-hmm.
Helping them grow new markets, identify new markets, market research. There's also increasingly...
That sounds like some sophisticated stuff there.
It sure is.
It's not just holding hands
of
a startup. Your guys are really capable of getting into sophisticated stuff.
Right. Absolutely. Very.
And with mature companies, too.
Mature companies, very practical, objective. The idea is to help businesses, small businesses, who don't have a lot of time to waste. They don't have a lot of resources to waste, to kind of get them from A to Z the most expeditious fashion as possible, kind of cut through all the red tape, advance them on that learning curve,
mm-hmm.
so they can just keep on doing the business of their business. And we're very pragmatic, practical, objective, and really just kind of cut through all of that red tape, if you will,
right.
on behalf of business owners.
Well, and if nothing else, just get them, you know, headed in the right direction. I mean, when you're starting out, if you know nothing about small business, if you know nothing about being a business owner or anything, especially if you're young and you don't have a lot of market experience, or if you're older and you've worked for big companies all your life, you're kind of like a whirling top. You know, you don't know where you're going to wind up stopping.
Right.
You know, and you've got all you're spinning around with all these options, and it helps if somebody's can be there to say, okay, let's focus a little bit.
Absolutely.
What are you interested in? What are your skills? What assets do you bring? Can you bring to the table? Physical assets, educational assets, intellectual assets, whatever it might be. Let's see if we can't. You know, there's a quadrant that you need to go in of this 360 degree universe, and let's see if we can't start out with just this 90 degrees, and then wind up getting you on the right vector.
I mean, focus is a mantra that every SBDC counselor repeats several times a day, certainly. Because the options are so wide and so broad. But again, when you're a small, young startup company or even a small experienced company, you're really going to benefit by developing an expertise and going deep, perhaps, and rather than broad.
Right.
And that's a challenge for especially startups to respect that and understand that that's where you're going to be successful. You can always add on. It's much more difficult to retract gracefully and successfully.
Right.
So focus is our mantra. Absolutely.
Well, and that's not exactly the natural tendency of a lot of small business owners, is it?
Absolutely not.
They're
wild-eyed.
We're so excited.
They're so excited. There's so much potential.
Right.
They want to be everything for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as a customer, when someone tells you, I can do whatever you need for whatever, you can't possibly really believe that's feasible.
That's right.
So we really work with companies to be, again, very specific, very defined, very strategic.
And it's free. The counseling is free. And that's the thing. This is the best-kept secret that we need to fix, which is one of the things I'm trying to do. I know that's one of the things you're trying to do. We'll be right back, folks, with Jody Keenan. She's the chair of the ASBDC Board of Directors, Small Business Development Centers. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me and broadcasting live from the Association of Small Business Development Centers annual conference in Chicago at the Hyatt Regency. 1,500 people whooping it up on behalf of small businesses. It's no place I'd rather be, I'll tell you right now. Okay, maybe, Jody, if we were in Rome or...
Yeah, well, it's rainy today in Chicago, too.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but we're inside. We're nice and dry.
We're going to be hard working.
No, it doesn't get any better than being with a bunch of people who care about small businesses, does it?
There's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of motivation, lots of smiling faces, and, it's a great group of people.
Jody Keenan, ladies and gentlemen, our guest. She's the state director of Virginia for Small Business Development Centers, but this year, and just rotating off, literally... I guess tomorrow night.
Hours away.
You're 36 hours away from rotating
out.
You were on the show a year ago when you were just coming in as a chair. How's the year been?
It's been great. It's been
great. The national chair.
We've been real successful in a couple of big areas for us. After many years of hard work this year and hopefully next year, we'll see a significant increase in our federal funding, which just brings more resources out to the business community.
Tell the audience how the funding works for SBDCs.
We get an appropriation from Congress to the SBA on behalf of the national network, and those funds are then allocated across the country to each state based on the population. So each state, based on their population percentage of the country, gets a percentage of the federal dollars. We then, each state has a lead institution. For instance, in Virginia, it's George Mason University, where I'm located. And we then subcontract out with local universities, community colleges, and the like, who get a portion of our federal funds, and they then match it with local resources.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real federal government, local government, state government.
It's a great
partnership,
isn't it?
Absolutely. There's a general template, a general model of counseling, training, and information resources, and each local community tailors how those services are delivered in their community.
And I continue to be impressed with how well SBDCs work closely with Chambers of Commerce.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's another great partnership.
Chambers of Commerce, economic development officials, and the like, I mean, they are the go-to point in many cases for businesses, just a natural instinctive, hey, I need help.
Right.
And there's a lot on their plate, and they want to be able to provide, you know, the depth of experience or the depth of assistance to their clients and their members, and they do that via the Small Business Development Centers.
If people want to find, I gave this website earlier, but make sure I did it the right way. People want to find out more about this, then go to asbdc-us.org.
Exactly.
Okay. And there's a map there, isn't there? That's got
right
the
on the front page, you can put in your zip code, and it'll immediately direct you to the closest centers to you.
Right. And phone numbers and the whole thing.
Phone numbers, websites, the whole bit.
Yeah. Whole so bit. Check that out, folks, and use it to your advantage. Somebody might be listening right now, Jody, and thinking, you know what? I think I might be a candidate to be an SBDC counselor. How would they go about that process?
Well, the first place would be, again, go to our website, put in your zip code, find your local office, and candidly give the director a call and set up a time to talk and you know, or send an email.
Because the hiring is done locally, right?
The hiring is
all done
locally.
If there's an opening, it's all done by the person in charge of the local office.
Absolutely. And, of course, they'll be posted, and if they're at universities, on university websites and local newspapers and online job postings and that sort of thing. The ASBDC website also posts employment opportunities across the network. So while you're checking out the site to find your local office, you can also look for employment opportunities.
Might be an opportunity a few miles away.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. And the local person you contact will be able to help you with those options.
Sure. They'll let you know if there's an opening in their office or another office in the general vicinity. If you're in an urban area, there's usually more than one local SBDC.
1,500 people.
1,500.
This is
people.
My fourth one, I think. And it's just gotten bigger every year.
Every year it gets bigger. This is the largest conference.
Yeah.
This is the 28th annual conference, and it's the largest to date. There are, Chicago is just, it's a great geographic location,
right.
So many, many people can get here easily. We've been just thrilled with, and for years we've wanted to come to Chicago as a group because of that, and we're just thrilled with the response and the turnout. Plus, we have a phenomenal educational program that the conference committee has
put together. A
lot
of good stuff going on here.
Really, really good stuff. There are some standbys that are crowd favorites and repeat, but we have over 123 programs, and most of those are new.
And this is to further educate, expand the capability and the proficiencies of the counselors. So, folks, when these counselors get back into town from this event, they're going to be smarter than ever, aren't
right.
they?
Right. And they also, we have a trade show component to this,
right.
So there are also tools and resources that counselors bring back that are, immediately applicable for small business owners.
Right.
Small business owners are tough to identify. There's
right.
there's so many of
can
them,
be.
And, they can, they're keeping their nose to the grindstone. So for many of our corporate partners, the SBDCs represent kind of that
entree.
Well,
you're a center of influence. Yeah. Jody, thank you for being here. Thanks for all
you
do for small business.
Thank you for your support.
Thanks. And thanks for doing a good job this year.
Thank you.
Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back after these messages with Alex Craddock. He's with Visa. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.